Good morning. Ever since we were born, we've been trained in the rules of conduct. We've been encouraged to follow the rules, do the right thing. And this kind of leaven kind of poisons us for a walk in the Spirit, because it's not about rules. It's about following the Lamb. We're comfortable with rules. And, you know, even if we're unable to observe them, it's good to know that they're there. Because you got to feed that guilt, you know. If we follow the rules, things will work out right for us. See, these are all things that are in our heads. And we oftentimes strive to produce a certain outcome. You know, if we want things to go well, we know that we got to do certain things. But I was shown by the Spirit that there's lots of our prayers are calling on God to change situations. You know, think about it. How many times you pray about an upcoming situation or event, maybe something you're already involved in, and it's stressing you out. But those situations are not our problems. That's really not where our problems lie. The problems lie in our lack of awareness. We're trying to be more aware, but that's striving. Our ego, when it's alive, blocks awareness. We can't have awareness and ego at the same time. So what can we do? You remember Romans 12? What does that say? Anybody know? Maybe we got to look at it. Romans 12. In view of God's mercy, offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. That's pretty simple. We can't really work at awareness. We can only surrender to it. You see, we're connected to the Lord. If we realize that, if we surrender to Him, we're aware of what He's saying and what He's doing. You know, it was mentioned this morning about when Jesus was in the wilderness and how He used Scripture. He wasn't really using Scripture. It's not about memorizing a whole bunch of Scripture to combat the enemy. It's hearing what God's saying.
Right.
You know? Another thing that concerns me is there's a lot of Christians that are going out and they're working on making the kingdom happen. I really don't think we can make anything happen. Let's look at what God has already done, okay? Instead of trying to create some bastard movement. Let's see what God already established. Let's turn over to Ephesians 2, please. And the verse I really want to key on is verse 6. But you can read the whole thing another time. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms, in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages He might show the incomparable riches of His grace expressed in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. And there's a one in Romans that says, while we were still sinners, Christ saved us. Okay, He didn't consult us. probably a good thing. If we realize our position with him, we know nothing outside of God can touch us. Does the enemy have anything he can do to Christ? No, the enemy's already been judged. We're with Christ. We don't have to accept it. If we realize that nothing outside of God can touch us, I think we're going to have a different attitude. We should be fearless and aggressive if that's what God wants us to be. I think many Christians are waiting for the physical return of Christ to fix everything in their lives. Well, if you're one of those, you're missing out on the joy of his presence today. Christ is coming forth in the earth, but you're not going to find him over there or over there. He's coming forth in this earth, amen, in that earth, in that earth. Is he tangible? Oh, yeah. Can you see him with your eyes? I don't know. Maybe sometimes you can, and maybe sometimes you can't. You know, when a seed is buried in the earth, you can't see the seed or the life in it. The seed pops open and the shoot starts to grow, you still can't see it. Only when it pokes through the surface can you see that. Is that too late? No. But it's not to say that it wasn't there before it showed through the surface. We strive to produce a certain outcome. How do people drown? You ever seen anybody drown? Raise your hand if you've almost drowned. Now, so I have some understanding here. When you were almost drowning, were you relaxed floating on the surface or were you thrashing? You were thrashing. Exactly. You were striving. When you just go back on your back and relax, you float. So it is with everyone in the Spirit. How should we live? Like a feather floating in the wind. Well, you might say, well, that feather needs to do this or that feather needs to do that. No, not really, because the wind goes. Remember John 3, Jesus' discussion with Nicodemus. The wind blows where it will, and you don't know where it's coming or where it's going. So is everyone of the Spirit. If we just float like that feather, we're just with him. Well, I still have problems, maybe you're saying. I got the answer for those. Go get a haircut. You scratching your head there? Okay, think about this. Everybody had a haircut before? Okay. When you're getting your hair cut, you're positioned, you're relaxed, and you're trusting. There is nothing you can do to help that cosmetologist cut your hair. Right? It's the same way in the Spirit. You know, be positioned knowing that we're with him, that we're part of him. Relax, trust. He's going to finish his work in us, but not on our schedule. Philippians 1:6 says that the work he started, he's going to finish. Let's turn over to Luke 10, please. Now, this is one of our favorite stories. It starts at 38. You know, Mary and Martha, Jesus went to their house. The verse I like is verse 40. Everybody knows the story. Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. Now, you don't have the King of Kings over to your house and say, dude, this is potluck. What'd you bring? You want him to have a great time. Right? I mean, anybody important, they're coming over to your house, you want everything down to the detail. This is a problem of awareness. Martha was aware of all the stuff that needed to be done, and it stressed her out. Mary was aware of the King of Kings and sat at his feet. Now, could Martha and Mary have made this thing come off as a nice party without Martha being stressed out? Yes. If you're called to do a certain thing, chill. It's okay. If it's important to you to make preparations or cook or dig a hole or whatever, that's fine. Just don't stress out over it. Don't be distracted from the word of the Lord. It doesn't matter what we do, it's how we do it. See, Mary was positioned and Martha was striving. The stuff had to be done, it says right there. Martha was distracted by the stuff that had to be done. She could have just been doing it and listening to Jesus talk. I like how most of the epistles open. Paul's ones say, I, Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ. He was positioned. I like it. Following the rules is striving. Following the Lamb is grace. So we dedicate ourselves to throw the rules out the window. Follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Let the wind blow you wherever it goes. Don't try and make sense of it. It doesn't need to be justified, and it doesn't need to be explained. It is. It just is. Amen.